Welcome to the First Amendment News Podcast, a fictional timeline of a futuristic world set in the year 2076 and going back in time to the year 2024. Due to a collapsed economy, the United States of America has splintered off into six separate independent entities of government, and a unified Korea has assumed superpower status and established world dominance. Your host for the podcast series is news anchor Matt Amazon, a fictional character brought to life by Amazon Polly, a leader in text-to-voice technology. Please settle in and join us with tonight's broadcast. This is Matt Amazon, reporting for First Amendment News. Tonight, First Amendment News continues our multi-part series with an in-depth look back at the historic events which have spanned the previous 50 years. The series chronicles the significant milestones and circumstances which led to the collapse of the most powerful nation on Earth, the subsequent formation of six splinter nations which formed the coalition of former American states, and the establishment of the Korean Haeundae-Jeju Province along the far northwest rim of North America. Tonight's segment. Season 1, Episode 2. Presidential Firsts. Dateline, July 7, 2076. This is First Amendment Broadcast News. Matt Amazon reporting. The following news article originally released by APNS February 20, 2023, Washington, D.C. Presidential Firsts. First designated Speaker of the House to assume office of President. First 35-year-old President. First Muslim President. First female President. In an ironic twist of fate, the day designated to honor our nation's President turned into a day of firsts. As a part of the President's Day celebration, former Speaker Halima Ahmed was sworn in as the 49th President of the United States, and in the process became the first Muslim, the first female, the first person under the age of 40, and the first Speaker of the House to assume the duties of the presidency under Title III, Chapter 1, Section 19 of the U.S. Code, the law covering the order of secession for the office of the President. On a cold, drizzly February morning, the small inauguration party assembled on the Capitol steps listened on as Chief Justice Dan Foles administered the oath of office. One more first, the Quran in place of the traditional Bible. When sworn in, Ahmed chose to place her left hand on her grandfather's Quran, one which he brought with him when he immigrated from Palestine, in 1959. Her inauguration speech, though short in length, was long on controversy. Drastic military downsizing, enhanced entitlement programs, and a promise to restructure the tax code, in an effort to lighten the financial strain on the poor, were the key components of her address. Shedding very little light on her proposals, she still promised radical changes during her first 100 days in office. Ahmed's perplexing address culminated a hectic week of unbelievable circumstance, political upheaval, constitutional analysis, and chaotic demonstrations across the country. The unbelievable chain of events started with the unexpected fatal heart attack of President Nathan Coleman while on board Air Force One. The president's plane was over the Pacific Ocean, 9 hours out of San Diego, en route to the Global Environmental Research Conference being held in Auckland, New Zealand. The aircraft was diverted to the naval facilities at Pago Pago, American Samoa. After an hour of confused activity and shuttling, the death of the president was announced to the nation and world. Vice President Warren Bowles was rushed to the Travis Federal Building in Wichita Falls and immediately sworn in as President of the United States by Federal Judge Orrin Green. However, within 48 hours, cabinet members of former President Coleman and congressional leaders were engulfed in a frenzied debate over Bowles' mental stability and whether to enact the provisions of Article 4 of the 25th Amendment. 12 hours after Bowles was sworn in as president, he evaded his Secret Service security detail and was then arrested by Arlington, Virginia law enforcement for indecent exposure. The leaked arrest report stated police responded to a local fast food outlet after employees reported a nude man standing at the drive-thru window attempting to place an order. After the incident broke into the news cycle, former White House Chief of Staff Clifton Barnes admitted the White House had been briefed by a senior Bethesda Naval Facility medical official that Bowles had been diagnosed to be suffering from stage 5 dementia. The administration had hoped they could ride out the remainder of Bowles' term as vice president as he had demonstrated no adverse effects from the disease. Outside medical officials, when questioned on their opinion regarding the sudden shift in behavior by the president, speculated the abrupt and very intense physical, emotional, and psychological demand being thrust upon Bowles forced him into a sudden and severe nervous breakdown with an extreme loss of mental awareness. This concludes our replay of a presidential firsts. Our next report in the series, A Nation in Crisis. This has been First Amendment Broadcast News. Preserving our unalienable rights defined in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the former United States of America, freedom of speech and freedom of the press. First Amendment broadcast news originates from the communication center of the former United States Coast Guard cutter, Richard Snyder. Currently anchored off the coast of Bermuda. This has been Matt Amazon reporting for First Amendment News. Good night. You have been listening to a podcast of First Amendment News. This episode was written and produced by Pop Knows and recorded from Pop and KK's Place Studio. First Amendment News intro and closing music is the instrumental Algorithms from the album ARPS by Chad Crouch. Visit Podington Bear's website at soundofpicture.com for a full listing of his music. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And please join us again for our next episode of First Amendment News.